folks, it's the Bombcast crew here, and this is our first little audio supplement for Giant Bomb's 2009 Game of the Year deliberations, which apparently makes Vinny smile for some reason.
This came with your book, your Giant Bomb book. It's your audio supplement.
When you hear the tone, turn the page. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of, I guess, talk about some of the, or talk about all of today's awards and the nominees and whatnot. Let's start from the top 2009s.
Today is the 27th. I'm holding up a newspaper.
I see
of, of December 2009.
That's right.
Last of the aughts.
Proof of life.
2009's 2000 Game of the Year. Our nominees were Fallout 3, Persona 4, and Fable 2.
What did you call the category?
2009's 2008.
Take that again.
2009's 2008 Game of the Year.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what I said.
You said 2009's 2000.
2000 games of the year.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right,
here we go. Top 2000.
From the top.
Rogue Warrior. Clocking in at number 2000.
Persona 4. Duh.
Duh.
I feel like the germ of this category is from games that came out last year that we didn't get around to playing until this year. And then found out, oh, holy crap, this game's really good.
Yeah, but I think it ended up being more of a games that came out last year that are still relevant now, if you look at the full category.
Or even more specifically, games that are still
relevant,
being supported.
Relevant
now.
To us.
Well, I think that's true for Fallout 3 and for Fable 2. Those are both games that, you know, DLC helped extend the lives of those games.
Right.
Persona but, 4.
Persona 4
didn't
wins.
Need no
we did it.
I played that more than probably any... Well, I played in... Well, no. Played and played. In and out of quotes, the two games I had running.
Giant Bomb is the DLC for Persona 4, so how could we not give the award to the game that...
That is the Compression Machine's Game of the Year.
Yeah. And there's some people compiling like a best of endurance run on
that.
YouTube.
Yeah, I didn't watch the actual endurance run, but I've been watching that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Been catching up.
Full disclosure here.
You've just been reading the summaries of the endurance run episodes.
Pretty much.
You know, that's probably the best way to do it.
They even have it, you can click the time code and jump to specific moments
Good
in that
Lord.
Thing. It's pretty impressive.
Moving on. Most divisive game. Nominees were Flower, Demon's Souls, and Altitude.
There was there was contention even over the focus of this category, whether it was like the game that divided us as an office the most, or like the audience of the site and everybody. And I think it became the former, right?
Yes, clearly because the winner is Flower.
Yeah,
that, is the or game that
the winner
the
game.
Flower.
Stop throwing quotes on everything.
Everything.
Anybody, Vinny, who plays Flower is a winner.
I can think
a winner
of
what?
I can think of no other game that caused more heated arguments. I think, you know, at this point, we've all gotten to the point with each other and just with games that if someone's way into something, like, I'm not going to argue that it's like, okay, you're wrong.
Like,
all right,
man.
You like that? You guys like Resident Evil 5? Fine. Whatever. I'm not going to subscribe to that myself, but that's your thing. Go do it. But for whatever reason, this was not the case with Flower.
Vinny, you showed up with flowers.
You
That's
brought
right.
flowers, like, which I still don't understand what the point of that gesture was, other than for you to like waste $30.
No, it was the point was it was cheaper. You can get a better visual experience and bring more.
I was probably
cheer to
your heart. The most passive aggressive thing I've ever seen you do.
Yeah, that game is passive aggressive.
You're just saying back the things to me that I just said to
yeah,
you. Now.
I
this,
am
see, this
back
is how it
things.
Goes. He gets riled up just thinking about it.
I didn't look. I'm about to snap this thing in half in my hand. Yeah,
so,
Flower.
So upset. I don't want to get too much further into it because we'll just blow this whole podcast.
Tune into my ancillary Flower cast.
That's right. Over the break.
It's called Thorns.
Vinny's going to have his own private podcast
about
how
much
he hates Flower.
Again, just for the record, I think Flower is okay.
But you hate it.
But I hate the response to it.
Best song in a non-rhythm game. Nominees are Everybody Loves Donuts from Explosion Man. The end credits to Rogue Warrior, which just YouTube it and go watch that. And then you saved yourself infinite dollars for not buying Rogue Warrior or playing it.
Or playing it. Infinite time bucks.
And the Street Fighter IV intro song, Indestructible.
Indestructible.
And I guess we're nominating the U.S. version of that, right? The English language version,
for sure. Definitely.
Not the Japanese one. And the winner is Everybody Loves Donuts.
Still my ringtone.
I think that was what pushed me over when we were debating this category. The fact that it was your ringtone. I think it was your phone ringing that had me go like, we should do that as a category. And then it sure enough turned out to win.
It is a funny, funny song implemented in a very clever way.
Indeed. Arguably the best part about Splosion Man.
Arguably.
I'll argue it. Let's go.
That's a separate category.
Okay.
Winner of. That's also next up. Best part of Splosion Man.
Best argument. Next category. Anything else to add to that? Brad,
no,
that Rogue Warrior end song
deserves a special mention from me. Real good.
I watched 30 seconds of that on YouTube and wanted to vote for that.
Not,
I love Splosion Man, but dude, that song is undeniable.
Yeah, undeniably the best part of Rogue Warrior.
This is where we get into sticky wickets. Is that we come up with like ironic joke categories, and then we like try to apply real serious thought and logic to them. Like, wait, what angle am I supposed to come at this from?
Wait, the joke that I came up with to tell with this category is no longer a part of this category because we came up with real games for it.
There's some definite cognitive dissonance to some of these categories.
Such as Best Late Title Card, our next category.
This is a great category.
I'm really happy with this one. The nominees are Assassin's Creed 2, X-Men Origins Wolverine, and Infamous.
All fantastic uses of
very solid late title cards.
I think that, like, the sign of a good late title card is when it comes up, you want to drop the controller and shove both your hands there. Yes!
For me, that
is the reaction for those at home. If you want to know how to react to a late title card, that's how you do it.
If it's done well,
right,
then you won't have any choice. It'll just happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the other response to a late title card is eye rolling. If it's done badly.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Also, and the winner is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes!
Not the best game of the lot,
no.
But their execution of the late title card,
it's like diving masterful. Game stops, click claws out.
Boom!
Yeah. You're about to murder a guy from falling from the sky with your giant metal claws as Wolverine. Game pauses, shows the title, and then blood everywhere.
Yeah. It's very much the game saying, this is what you're about to get into.
Yeah, I think that scene sums up X-Men Origins Wolverine better than any of the other late title cards.
Do you like nonsense? Get ready.
Do you like extremely violent nonsense?
Get ready. I'm about to unpause it. Here we go. Boom.
Whereas like Assassin's Creed 2, it's like, that's a good one too, but it's more of like a well-done cinematic. You're like, oh, yes.
Ooh, Italy.
Yeah.
But throwing up the arms, you're right, for X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Fist pumping.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say that if Avatar the game had taken its late title card cue from Avatar the movie,
it could have been.
It would have been a shoe-in for this.
I was hoping we could get through something without talking about Avatar. Next category, Best Original Soundtrack. Our nominees are The Saboteur, Shatter, and Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah, and we should note that The Saboteur does have some licensed music in it, but this is original soundtrack, so we're kind of discounting.
It was nominated for basically the main theme and the multiple ways that the game uses it, but the winner is Shatter.
Yeah.
Go get the Shatter. Go get Shatter. It's on the PlayStation Network.
Yep.
It's awesome on its own. And then also go get the Shatter soundtrack.
That's right.
Because it's crazy rad.
Yeah, they're selling it digitally. You can get it on the internet.
Buy it on the internet. Listen
to
it.
Pretty inexpensive, too.
Do you have that internet? Do you have it? If so, you should use it to get that.
Just some great, catchy, evocative electronic music.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and be a music critic and try and talk about crunchy beats or anything like that, but it's
got a good mouthfeel.
It's really good. And those are our categories for our Game of the Year awards for today.
And our winners.
And their winners. Categories, nominees, and winners.
And runners-ups.
For December the 27th, 2009.
What are your winners?
JaiBob.com's Game of the Year. Tune back in tomorrow. We'll have more of this nonsense.